DJCKX4MT.
DJCKX4MT mobile.
Hope you're doing well today. At least the fog's lifting here a little bit.
Call sign here is KX4MT. Name is Mike. And I was just driving down the road, heard you call out here in just leaving Greenville City now, heading back towards Pickens.
Here, the handle here is Jerry, and I'm in Anderson. I'm upstairs and just using my radio and upstairs. Actually, my granddaughter's room. She claimed it, but it's not hers. But anyway, we're kind of empty nesters. And, grandkids come up here, but this is where they usually stay, one of these upstairs bedrooms. So I got a little bit of my radio gear up here where I can get on every once in a while.
Yeah, well, if the radio equipment is in there, that is officially the radio room. But then again, I don't know. I don't have grandchildren. If my grandchild was in there, I don't know. I'd probably have to claim it as her or his room. I don't have grandchildren. I do have children, 13 and 11 years old. And my radio room is also my son's game room. So I guess we kind of share as well. But I like playing games with them, too. I'm trying to get them in the ham radio, but neither of them are interested at this point. But anytime that CQ Santa comes on 80 meters, they're anxious to get on there and talk to him, that's for sure.
My grandkids are about the same age. My grandson's 10, my granddaughter's 12, so just about a generation apart. A little bit more than a generation apart, I guess. But, when they stay here, they stay in this room. They'd leave my radio stuff. All I've got is 2 meter 440 equipment anyway. I don't get on HF. I've been licensed for years, since the late 70s, but I hadn't been on HF in years. I just didn't have I traveled a lot and worked a lot, didn't have time for it. And when I retired about 10 years ago, I had time for it, just didn't have the lot size to put a wire antenna up, and I don't want to fool with a tower at my age. It's just too much trouble. Somebody else have to take care of it after I'm gone. But I like dealing with repeater stuff anyway. It's just a little easier stuff. I've got an antenna. I'm using an antenna inside the room, but I don't have anything mounted on the outside of the house. It's just a little 5-element log periodic antenna. A lot of people use them for satellites. I have, too, from time to time. It's a dual-band deal. It's flat across the spectrum. It seems to do a pretty good job most of the time.
I get on HF quite a bit. I do a lot of listening here on this repeater when I'm going down the road or I'm at the house. I just lately started calling out on it. I got a buddy of mine, Jack, in 6 Mile, W4TWX. He's got a couple of repeaters on 6 Mile Mountain. I get on those quite a bit. Otherwise, I listen to this one. Try to get on HF a good bit. As a matter of fact, I'm done for the day. I'm going to go home and see what I can drum up on 20 meters here before too long. A little early, but we'll see what happens. But at the house, I've got a I forgot the I think it's a Comet tribander. Does it's a 23 centimeters, and then of course it does, you know, your regular 2 meter and 440, and then I got a 9700 attached to that. But like I was saying, my kids, I try to get them on it quite a bit, and they just have no desire whatsoever. But I think this weekend I want to get on that CQ Santa. I can't remember the exact frequency he's on, but they've got a website there. It's pretty neat. You can go on there and register their name, and so that way when it's your time slot, the Santa comes on and calls them by name. And my daughter, she's 13 now, and so she knows, but my son still gets real excited, and it's cute to watch. But anyway, But, well, Jerry, I heard you call out. I hate to be so quick on the queue, so I just pulled up here to a gas station. I saw gas for $2.78, and me driving a Ram 1500, I'm gonna take that every day of the week at this point. So, brother, I appreciate you coming back, and I'll say 73 to you. Once again, name is Mike, call signs KX4MT, and thanks for the queue, so the ride-along, and I'll be clear on your final.
Just 271 here at Sam's and Anderson this morning. That's the lowest I've seen it recently. But anyway, you better grab it up while it's there, because at least you're not driving a diesel. Diesel Ram is still around 460 a gallon in this area now. So, and unless, I know Jack. I don't know him personally, but I know of him. And I don't ever get on there or figure out. But I'll see if I keep programming in sometime, see if I can get on there. But anyway, you have a great day. Hopefully this fire will clear up. I can get a little sunshine this afternoon. 73, N4DJC clear.
B2HXS mobile.
This is KN4VWA. I guess there's somebody to talk to you. I'll come in there.
Hey, Steve.
That remains to be seen.
Enough said. What you got going on today?
I got all my buddies up here. We're building plastic at the house.
Okay, yeah, it's model day. Cool. Yeah, I'm working on an AC, heat system for a lady. I'm adding air conditioning to an existing heat system. So just kind of piecemealing it together and, working it, a little at a time. Yeah, she doesn't have a whole lot of money, so I'm doing a piece here, a piece there. She gets a few bucks.
It winds up costing her more in the long run that way.
No, not really. Not really. It was a recommendation through a church, so I'm treating it as such.
With a shaver.
No, this is an easy one. Jimmy's taking a break.
You mean he's in town?
Yeah, I believe he's in town for till the end of the year. I don't think he's anything going on, as far as I know.
Well, good enough. Listen, I just want to jump in there and say, hey, I've got some propellers to put on a P-38, so you have fun out there. Be careful. I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73's KN4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, Steve, have a good day, my friend. 73, KN4VWA, A, as Fonzie would say, KB2HXS.
You see.
Morning, Jerry.
That's for the riffraff to get off the radio before I gave you a call. Hope Steve's listening anyway. Maybe I'll glue his fingers together or something.
I have no comment for that.
Yeah, we love you too, Jerry.
I hadn't been able to catch you. You've been on and you jump off and you don't hear from me for a while. I hadn't heard you on in a while. I thought I'd give you a shout. So what are you guys building this morning? Airplanes or armor?
Group Atlas, and one of the guys is building a, what is that thing? He's building a World War II German Stug, and another guy's building a, 70 Nova? 69 Nova, and one of the other guys is building a, what year is that truck?
32.
A 55 Ford F-100 pickup truck. And I am building a P-38 Lightning.
It's going to be fun to build. And how's the, heating and air conditioning, how's the heating and air conditioning business going? Are you staying busy?
And Jerry, I'm going to jump out on you, bud. I'm going to get back to my stuff. KN4VWA, y'all carry on.
Good, Jerry. I'm sorry I missed the question. I rolled my window down. It got a little noisy in here.
Everything was cool with heating and AC, HVAC business. Did you put that mini split in?
It was done a week ago. Yeah, I got that all done. I'm working on a heat system right now for a nice lady. Just trying to help them out a little bit, adding air conditioning to it. Doing it as their finances allow for, But it's a good time of year to do it because, I don't have to sit down and have it done in one day.
so I can spread it out. There's a few things I have to do, you know, I got to drill holes in the brick for the line set and things like that, so, you know, it's just that kind of thing.
You do stuff like that, and the big guys won't do anything like that. But I was wondering how the mini split worked out. That's always a good solution. Have you decided that what you're going to put in your building out there, or are you going to do something else?
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to do a mini split. With the little fender bender I had with my vehicle, that cost me a couple of $1,000 to repair it, so I had to put off the mini splits for my building until maybe the springtime, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But, without really saying too much, I agree with that. Yes, I will do and repair and help people where some people won't, and that's where I'm going to leave that.
Yeah, I'd like to have a mini split for my garage. Yeah, it's not that big, but it just doesn't have enough. It doesn't have any insulation. I don't think it outside walls, and it's got some upstairs, but above it, but. I doubt it'd be very efficient to do that. It's also got a maximum of gas water heaters outside sitting in the garage too, which is probably, it keeps it a little warmer than, like freezing cold. But I'd have a little bit of heat out there that's not an open source or anything like that. And of course, the cooling off would be okay too, but a mini split would work better for something like that, I think. It's just not that big. Not aware it's worthwhile to do, just laid into it. I'd had enough sense, I would have got them to make sure the outside wall was insulated, and actually, it may be. I don't know if it could be. But it stays decent out there. It just gets awful hot in the summertime.
The insulation in the attic over the garage, is there insulation up there? Because the outside wall, unless you have, a window or leaking doors or something, that would really be the only thing that would really give you a problem, do you have insulation over the attic, over the ceiling?
We got the ceiling up there because we got, it's got a... It's big enough you can stand up in it over the garage, and it's really good enough you can, it's floored in, the big majority of it is. It's just open, and it's just got the normal stuff on top, but it's insulated in the ceiling as far as, best I can remember, I hadn't been up there in a while, best I can remember it was. But no, I don't have any windows, I've just got a door in the back and just a double garage, door in the front, so.
And is that insulated, or is that just a steel door, or a wooden door, or what?
The lady in the front one's got insulation. The aluminum garage door's got insulation behind it too. It's not, it's just like styrofoam or whatever they put on it.
I mean, you probably will be okay. You throw a 12,000 BTU out there or something, and it'd probably be just fine. Those mini splits, I tell you what, they're pretty efficient. They ramp up and down, and they're extremely efficient. They work really well. I'm going to put one out in my building. I can't wait to do that.
That would be handy too. Just give me a little ventilation out there. I don't have any ventilation to mount anything out there either. Of course, I don't store any. I don't have any yard equipment, anything like that. I store just the two cars, and normal stuff people put in the garages that don't have any place else to put it sometimes. We're cleaning that area up, and I'm going to put a water bench out there, and I thought if I put a water bench out there, I might look at something, at least maybe to cool off in the summertime. I might put a radio and just put a 2-meter rig or something out there where I could fiddle around out there and have something to listen to and talk on. And it's just a little too hot at the end of summertime, and like I said, the back door is solid. I don't have a screen door or anything like that, which I might do at some point, but it's solid. And it is, insulated just like other doors are, as far as I know. But, I thought about that a couple of times. But that's something kind of way down the list. But since I don't have a window or anything, mini split might be the best solution for that, especially if it's not terribly, not talking about costs, it's not terribly expensive, because you don't need a lot of BTUs to handle something like that, just that single room right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I can't discuss that with you, but yeah. Listen, Jerry, I'm at my destination right now. Let me get out of here. I will catch you a little bit later. N4DJC, KB2HXS. Have a good morning there, Jerry. We'll catch you later today.
See you, David. Have a good day. Everything goes well. Catch you later on N4DJC, clear.
Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, calling Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha.
KA4GH, KA4GH, this is KA3JCA.
Good morning to you, Richard. How are you doing today? Over.
Good morning, Gus. I'm doing really, really good. I'm up. I was up real early this morning. Had coffee with my wife and rag-chewed with a few of my ham buddies on their way into work this morning. Laid down, took a little nap again, and about a half an hour ago, I got up. I had to take some medicine, so I'm trying to sit up for a little bit. But other than that, I'm doing good. Enjoying the cool weather today. And I haven't even looked outside to see if it's raining yet. So, but other than that, I'm doing good, sir. How about yourself?
Doing great today. Went to the local McDonald's and had breakfast with a couple of hams. We're trying to start kind of a DMR working group to meet once a week in the morning. We want to add a DMR repeater to our repertoire. I've got a connection on a tower might be able to get, and we're going to start talking it up and see if we can install a dedicated DMR repeater, because the one we were using was a private one, and the guy moved over.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, if you get it up and you get it installed, and I know if it's Brandmeister, and it's a Brandmeister repeater, then I can add it to your hotspot just like I did before. We just have to update some information.
That would be awesome. This year, we kind of talked about it, but our president this year is an old school guy who I think would like to see the whole world on CW still. So he has, you know, he understands the digital but doesn't embrace it. Next year's president is far more techie with new stuff, and we're hoping that we'll talk to him and see if we can get him convinced to follow up. We probably have the funds that we could get donations, and at the location I'm thinking it would work out, we would put it totally under our control and away from the local EOC. Over.
Wish you all the luck getting that up. I'm still searching for a repeater pair myself down here. I would like to put one up. I don't have a high location, so my repeater circumference is probably going to be like 30 miles.
I understand, if I can see things adequately in my mind, we'd have the repeater at least 40 foot in the air, which would give us a lot of range. It wouldn't be quite as good as our dual band connections, but, you know, it's a start. I've got to talk to the facility to make sure I can get permission, and we can talk to the club. So it's just a process that's starting today. We'll see how it goes. Over.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a plan, sir. Just, you know, if you have any questions on setting up the DMR or whatever, and somebody needs some help, just give me a call and I'll do what I can. If not, I'll at least try to be able to help you steer you in the right direction.
That's awesome, Richard, and I certainly will take you up on that, AA4GH. I have a shorter-term question. I'm going to be trying to do a couple of ham radio demonstrations today for a pilot friend of mine from Canada, and tomorrow with my grandkids in Indianapolis, tomorrow or Sunday. Would you be willing to participate in a demo if I reached you on this repeater? Over.
610 repeater, or just on on the DMR hotspot?
The DMR hotspot would be good. I'm still at a point where I need to program more talk groups into my radio. So the only one, yeah, North America's not that busy. We could always try that too. Over.
I just, I'm using my handheld for my hotspot. So I've been jumping all around between 31, North America, USA, and some other talk groups. So if you want to set up something on 93, North America, just send me a text or let me know. Give me a call ahead of time and let me know about what time. That way I know I'll make sure I'm clear and we can go from there. And like I said, if that doesn't work, we can even do it here on EchoLink on the 610 repeater. I keep it on 610, and I also keep it on the local DMR RF repeater, which you can't get into from EchoLink or from Brandmeister at all. But then the handheld is the Brandmeister. So, sure, you just let me know when and where.
Sounds good. Thanks. I'll play it by ear with my friend. You know, he's a pilot, used to radio, so he might be intrigued. The grandkids, 110, 17. So that might be a little bit more problematic. But, you know, I've had another grandkid talk on the radio, and, you know, didn't get him hooked for life, but it's the start. Over.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, I was going to tell you while I've got you, I heard somebody else that are talking about it this morning. There's a website called CQ Santa that apparently you can go to and register, and it'll give you a time slot, and then you have it set up, and you can have your grandkids there, and they'll get a call from Santa.
That's cool. Can you give me the name again? I didn't have a pen in my hand. Over.
I just heard it on a radio, so I'm not sure, but he said something about if you Google CQ Santa or CQ Santa, I would just put CQ Santa and see what comes up and then go from there.
That's a great idea. I'll give that a try. And, yeah, thanks a lot for the idea. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's www.cqsanta.com, and it has a Santa net, and Santa's on ham radio, a live stream, and check-in. So, yeah, I actually just Googled it myself.
That's super. I'll try that later today. Well, hey, I really appreciate your help and willingness to participate. You know, it'll give the kids a good experience with somebody who realizes that it's kids, trying to get the kids hooked. I've offered to buy my 13-year-old grandson a CB to get him started, where he wouldn't have to worry about licensing, and yeah, he wasn't real excited about that. But yeah, I'll keep trying. Over.
You know what you can do? You can get him a little Bofang radio, just the analog UHF VHF for like $80. Or a regular TYT MD380 or something like that. But that's what I did with my daughter. My daughter was kind of interested, and I bought her the book and said, here, you study the book. If you take and you pass the test, the minute you pass the test, I'll buy you a radio. And she took it hook, line, and sinker and so forth. They're trying to keep her active on it. It's another thing, but still, I got her involved. She now has her call sign.
Super. Passing the tech license may be a challenge for even my 13-year-old, but I've got to awaken a passion first, and we'll see how that goes. Over.
4GHKA, 3GHCA. Yeah, I know what you mean, sir. I know what you mean. So, all righty. Well, just let me know on the other thing, and I'm going to sit back here and look at some of these videos where they're talking on the microphones and stuff like that with the little kids and their smiles.
Sounds good, Richard. This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, saying 73 to Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Have a good day.
73 KA 3 JCA.
JCA and 4 DJC.
I'll be right back. I'm on the telephone.
Okay, Kitchen Man and 4 DJC. Monitoring.
KA 3 JCA. Hey, clear.